Hunting for that magical genie with piles of cash? Join Candace and her guests as they uncover financial secrets, have a laugh at past mistakes, and savor financial rebounds. Thank you for listening. Let's dive in and do something today that your future self will thank you for.
Hi, welcome. My name is Candace and welcome to the Money Flow Genie podcast. Today, we're going to talk about what is the concept of using $1 twice? How does that work? What does that even mean? I've learned over my journey that there are other ways that you can take your money and put it in a place like a bank. And then from that point, you can actually use that money again, even though it's sitting in that bank, and invest it. What a novel idea. You can flow your expenses through this, and at the same time, compounding interest. How does that work? I'm going to try to break that down for you today. And then I'm going to later on in another episode, actually have a specialist in this field come in and talk about the details. And I'll let you know when that's happening pretty soon, for sure, because I know you'll want to get started on this. So what is a whole life insurance policy? All right, most people are familiar with a life insurance policy where if you pass, you have a certain amount of money that is then given to the beneficiary of the policy. Simple enough. You know, the whole life insurance has a component attached to it. And that is that you can borrow off the cash value of this policy. So what does that mean? So let's say I'm going to make up numbers here. We start a policy for $10,000 for that premium, and that we put $10,000 in every year to build up this whole life policy. Well, when we invest that money, we're then able to borrow off of that money. That's kind of an interesting thing. How does that work? What happens is the way that whole life works is that the life insurance companies, they pool together everyone's money that has policies. And then they have a certain amount, just like a bank, in reserve, and that protects in case people die and they need to pay out. But they take the rest of that money, like a bank, and they put that into, let's just make it up to for easy understanding, their own account. And from that, they become basically a private lender, and they lend that money out. Well, how do they do that? Who's the private lender? It's you. You are the private lender, the person that owns the policy. So they're providing a service of a bank where you plunk your money in, and they're actually paying you interest for your money to be in this policy. As it's sitting there, they give you the option to use the policy cash value that you have to borrow off of. You can borrow that at any time once your policy is set up and running. Now, there are initial fees in the very beginning that's all through the policy premium, so you're not paying something extra. But as you say in that $10,000, you know, usually it's around, and you know, this is an approximate 88% of that $10,000. So you're probably going to be looking at, you could probably anywhere from $7,500 to $8,000 be able to borrow back once that policy's up and running and funded, meaning your money is in their account. They can say, yes, it's here. Then you're able to draw on your money. Now, so you draw on your money. How do you do that? Do you have to apply for a loan? No. There's a whole process. The way that it's all set up is that you're able to actually fill out a paperwork just saying, I would like to have a loan for $5,000. And you tell them which account they want to put it into, and whether you want a check, whether you want to have it direct deposited into your account. They process that, and then boom, your money is there. But wait a minute, my money's there, but my money is also still in that policy. Why? Because they take the money that you sent in as a premium, like I said, and they pool it together. So it's actually coming from the pool where you're borrowing the money. So they still have their reserves set up just like a regular bank would have to cover their expenses, but then they borrow out that money. And so you're actually going to pay a small interest, but it's annual. It's not a variable rate, and you don't necessarily have to pay it back. This is the thing that's really interesting, is that if you don't pay back those loans, your money is still growing in the other side where your initial premium, it's still growing and it's still receiving interest. And at the same time, you don't have to pay back that loan. Now, I don't recommend that because this is a great, what we would consider as a vault. This would be one place that you could take your money, put it in, and use it as your personal bank. You're making money and interest, but now you're going to take that money and you're going to utilize it in a way that's going to build more for you that you can put more back into this policy. Now, there are caps and premiums and lots of things in regards to how much loan you can take, how much you can contribute per year based upon what you started your policy out with. So there is a cap. And all of these things, when we have on our podcast, The Expert, we'll dive into to really understand the nuances of how they work. I won't bore you with the details here. And also, I'm not an expert in this. I just have a few of these and I know how they work. I'm just trying to break it down and introduce this idea. The concept of having a place where you can use your money twice is a way that you're able to then build your financial freedom. You can build into having your own bank. This is really amazing. If you ever have owned a business, you can't just go to the bank and say, hey, give me a loan. I want to be able to buy this piece of equipment, or I want to, I need some extra cash flow for my payroll. You can't just go to the bank. Sometimes it can take months depending on what kind of paperwork they want, but it's a 3 to 4 week process and they do underwriting. And most of the time, they don't give you a loan, particularly if you're self-employed. It's really difficult to get the loan from a bank if you don't have a significant amount of money sitting in the bank all the time. And listen, if you're asking for a loan, that means you need money. So why is the bank, they're going to give it to you, but if you're really in need of money, they're not going to give it to you. So where do you get it from? And this is how you plan for your future. We're not taught to plan for our future. So with a whole life policy, you're able to take this particular loan. You can pay your taxes if you own property. And then what you do is you rinse and repeat. Then you make your monthly payment and you put that in monthly and back into your policy so that the next year you just take a loan and you pay your taxes. So it's almost like you're creating your own savings account that's working very much like when you think about like a CD in a bank. That's kind of like what it is. It's sitting there, it's long-term. This is life-term, basically, and you don't have to pay the loan back. I mean, this is it's a strange concept to wrap your brain around at first, but once you understand it, it really is true and it works. This has been around for a very, very long time, over 100 years, I think. I'm not positive on the exact amount of time, but it's been since the banking industry started. We don't hear about it much. Why? I think, it sounds too good to be true, basically. Sometimes you have to pay attention to the little details. When something sounds too good to be true, we want to deep dive and find out maybe it is. Imagine that. That is something that we do not do. We immediately dismiss something that it sounds too good to be true, so we dismiss it. And a lot of opportunities are missed. I would love for you to open one of these policies if you don't. And here's a big, big tip. You cannot go to your basic insurance agent to do this type of policy. They don't sell them. And what they're going to try to sell you is a basic term life insurance. That's not what you want. Term life insurance is you buy a certain death benefit, and then when you die, your beneficiaries get that money. That's term. This is not what this is at all. This is called whole life, and a lot of people don't really know about it, or because they don't understand it, they therefore don't want you to buy it. It's a really good way to hold your money and use a dollar twice. That can happen. And then what you're able to do is learn how to operate your finances like a bank. Because if you think about it, the places that make the most money are banks. It's true. A bank is a business and they do quite well. So why not mimic them and bring that aspect of a business into your own life? It's a way to do it without starting a business. And this is one of the nuances that I want to bring to you, is that a way to look at money, the way to bring about businesses in your life, is not necessarily an actual business. You can create and mimic things within your financial journey that mimic operating like a business, that therefore put more money in your pocket. There's so many things that I could just jump all over the place, and I sort of am, to teach you about thinking about your money in a different way. And that will then therefore influence the decisions on your own personal preferences. So I hope this helped you with the whole life, and I look forward to bringing on an expert to give you a better understanding of what this policy is about. But remember, do not go to your basic insurance company to get one of these policies. It needs to be someone that is specialized and really understands them in order to do it. And there are two kinds. So I'm going to bring an expert on for both kinds so you can decide what policy is the best for you. And then you can get started in making $1 bill work like two and even more. Thank you so much for joining this podcast, and we'll look forward to collaborating with you again on the next one on the Money Flow Genie. I'm Candace. Until next time, happy investing.
The info in this podcast is straight from our personal experiences. You alone possess the power to manifest your desires. You are the genie in the bottle, awaiting your command. So ask smart questions. We're not licensed financial pros, so be sure to consult with a licensed professional, attorney, or tax consultant.